The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 456. Go plant a tree. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated, as always, to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists. Share the show with your friends. Find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Earth Day is an annual event celebrated around the world on April 22nd to demonstrate support for environmental protection. And of course, Arbor Day is on April 24th. Yet, coronavirus has taken over the international discussion. This makes it really hard to talk about really about anything else, especially in the short term. But climate change is the most important long-term issue facing our planet. So I want to draw a bit of attention to just how important it is that we are proper stewards of the planet. That means limiting dangerous carbon emissions and limiting other things that pollute. We Celts have long had a love of the land. This is one of the most important issues for Celts. If we don't protect our land, then we will destroy it. This episode is dedicated to the planet Earth. And we kicked off the show with Crana Baja by Wee Banjo 3 from their album String Theory. Next up is The Gatehouse Well with Tree Gap Set from Bring You Ashore.
Arthur's hall is mantled in the carded fleece of winter. Guinevere sits, veiled in her own thoughts. Arthur laughs, but beneath the crown his hair is turning gray. And by the fire Merlin spends his days. The portal opens, and a maid as fair as apple blossoms enters in, as all rise to their feet. These many knights stand in vain attempts to win her first attention. And by the fire Merlin sits and waits. Hawthorn tree, your body burns away the winter's cold. Stand by me and shade me from the sun. My eyes are old, but still can see. Threading through as though they were the golden fields of summer, maiden and sage meet within the light. I have come for your power, and my name is Vivien. And by the fire Merlin knows his fate. For from that day no moment passed when they were not together. And she grew in strength as waning his grew dim. Arthur's court wondered if love or enchantment held them bound. This strange desire of Merlin and the maid. Hawthorn tree, your body burns away the winter's cold. Stand by me and shade me from the sun. My eyes are old but still can see. And then they left as autumn's leaves upon the moving water. And Camelot failed to solve the mystery. So seasons passed, but then a woodsman came from distant Lyonesse, who knew the fate of Merlin and the maid. For he had seen a maiden fairer still than apple blossoms, and an elderly man walking hand in hand. They embraced, but when they parted, there was only Vivien. And one more tree was standing in the glade, a hawthorn tree whose body burned away the winter's cold. Stand by me and shade me from the sun. My eyes are old, but still can see. My eyes are old, but still can see.
one spot on earth where peace is complete, where harmony soothes the mind. A spot that turns into a blissful retreat, where worries can be left behind. A place just to be and regain what it cost, to keep up our rat race, get back what we lost. A spot to wind down the pace, a really peaceful place. It's just a wee cottage not far from the sea, sandy ground like a beach, where rabbits and fox and deer run free, the beautiful coast within reach. Seagulls, wild geese and ducks high above, heaven and earth filled with radiant love. Love one can clearly feel, love that can truly heal. I walk out the back door and view the high pines, enter the forest ahead, see masses of flowers on stem and vines, purple, blue, yellow and red. Down on the coast my wee boat takes me out, on the deep waters to somewhere remote. There I can watch the sunset with nothing on mind to regret. For everything's easy to face in such a blissful place.
After the Gatehouse Well came Heather Dale with Hawthorn Tree from Avalon, then Fluke with Turquoise Girl, The Tree Climber, 12 Weeks in a Day, and Rounding Malinhead from Ancora, and then finally One Spot on Earth by Heidi Steph and Beau Triplets from their album One Spot on Earth. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email voicemail to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Peter Gallagher in Fort Myers, Florida emailed, "Hi Mark, long story short, I've been listening as I paint walls and cabinet floors in my Florida vacation home. You played Albanach with Ralph Kalter in today's podcast, which I've heard twice through already. Do you know where the track was recorded? I may have been there as I saw them live a couple times before the lockdown. Thanks for everything." I don't know that, Peter. I'm not sure where that was shot. It was recorded. I do know that they put it out for a special nonprofit album. You can find links about information about that in the show notes. Pam emailed a photo. "Mark, I've loved your podcast for years. Sorry it took a situation like this for me to finally let you know that. Most recently, I spent the time listening to your podcast while I brushed the winter coat out of my horse. He was happy to nibble on the beginnings of grass while I did it. In the past, I would listen to your podcast while driving to work if I needed to calm down before a tough day was to start, or on the weekend as I relaxed drinking wine. The best to you and your family. Once again, thank you for continuing to put out your podcast." Thank you, Pam. That sounds absolutely lovely. Just sitting there relaxing, drinking wine, listening to Celtic music. You know, I got a new record player recently, and I don't know about you, but I've always loved vinyl, but there's the audiophiles who say it sounds better. It's not the reason I love vinyl. I love vinyl because it's very tactile and you get to sit down and can do just that. You don't do that nearly as much with, MP3s and like maybe this podcast. It sounds like you, Pam, are doing that with this podcast. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'd love to see more people out there, doing the same, you know, kicking back with a drink, just relaxing and listening to the podcast. That sounds just spectacular, especially as the times of COVID-19 continue to haunt our lives. Pamela Hatley emailed, "Hey, Mark, I recently discovered your podcast and have subscribed and contributed through Patreon. Love the music and everything you bring with it. I used to listen to multiple political podcasts every day. That did not do so much for my mental and emotional well-being. Now I'm listening to past and current episodes of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast and haven't listened to a political podcast in weeks. Thank you for saving me from political podcasts. Also, I subscribed to the Celtic Music Magazine but never received the zip files with the 34 Celtic MP3s. Could you please email that again?" You bet. "And also, I recently joined the Celtic Conundrum Band as a banjoist. I was delighted to hear one of the band's songs on a recent episode. Thank you so much for sharing. Best to you, and thanks for all you do." You are very welcome, Pamela. I'd love to get some more music. I've been making it simpler and simpler to submit music to the podcast, so all you really need to do these days is complete the permission form, because if your music fits the genre of Celtic music, I'm going to go and buy your music. One of the things that I've been doing with some of the Patreon money that I bring in each month is I buy music from artists who submit to the podcast. So it's my way of giving back to the artists, if just a little bit. You know, I mean, I can't do as much as I would like, but that helps a little bit. So keep doing that. You know, I listen to quite a few political podcasts too, and every now and then I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, cut it out. Just put on some Celtic music or some of the other podcasts. Usually it's like the Celtic Music Podcast, actually, for me, is just as relaxing, because I will kick back and relax. And I haven't done it with some wine, though. That's got to change. Aaron Guarin emailed, "Hi, Mark. I listened to episode 436 where you said someone sent a hate-filled email blasting you for increasing diversity and invoking Jesus' name. Fie on them, I say. And funny, those people like to invoke Jesus, who accepted a tax collector as a disciple and had a prostitute washing his feet. Roll eyes. If I could wave a magic wand, I would banish them to be forced to live separated in the slums of Nairobi, Rio, or Mumbai. I'm half Hispanic, and the other half stretches back through the Mayflower and Jamestown to Scotland and to France via William the Conqueror, so as white as it gets, I guess. My first babysitters were a middle-aged black couple and a couple of gay fellows next door, so pretty much detest any form of discrimination. It's just an excuse for people to try and feel superior to others. Anyway, that whole thing incensed me so much that it spurred me to sponsor you and send a link to my mom to listen. Keep up the good work, and since I now teach, here's hoping for a post-coronavirus Celtic invasion to Ireland. Or maybe Scotland, but I've never been to Ireland. For the summer of 2021, or spring break, if the stars align, I could bring my getting elderly mom. Cheers." Thanks so much, Eric. I do appreciate you so much for becoming a patron of the podcast. This is, of course, the way that I support myself and can keep creating new episodes for you each and every month. And yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. You know, we have a diverse world. It's getting more so. I think the coronavirus is a prime example of that. But we can make the world a better place by caring about everyone, not just the ones that, you know, we know and care for, but all people. We all deserve it. So please help spread the diversity. Next up is Cullen's Hounds with Ire from Year of the Dog.
foreman tread Middle Earth before the dwarves and elves gave birth. There lived a race for the tree's defense in the heart of Fangorn the Lithians. Patient farmers, they tend the woods, guardians of stems and of roots. Hear the arbor's laments and wails, falling axes and tearful trails. Judgments make careless hands. A thoughtless word from a thoughtless king. A thousand creatures die beneath the trees. Rivers will flow, though the course may change. Are born and fly away. Men will come, men will go, but the ants remain through the melting snow. Ha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I fell asleep down by the stream, and there I had the strangest dream. And down by Brennan's Glen there grows a briar round the rose. There's a tree in the forest, and I don't know where I built a nest out of your hair. And climbing up into the air, the briar and the rose. Well, I don't know how long it's been, but I was born in Brennan's Glen, and near the end of spring there grows the briar round the rose. I picked the rose one early morn, I pricked my finger on a thorn. They'd grown so close, their winding wall, the briar round the rose. I tried to tear them both apart, I felt an arrow through my heart. And all dressed up in spring's new clothes, the briar. Tears may fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose. And when I'm buried and in my grave, tell me so your tears may fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose.
I love to roll and spin in the mud, is a thing that's in me blood. I like to eat any kind of stuff, but rolling in the dirt I like the most. Be it rain or bright sunshine, I don't care much and I am fine. You can do anything to me as long as you let me dance in the mud. I'm big and fat and very smart, I like to burp. Sometimes I fart, you smile at me, I'm fat and pink, but I know what you think. I got four hooves, I'm an ungulate, I already know my fate. You can call me friend or mate, but I know one day I'll be in your plate. Hey, listen, oh, listen, I'm a pig and I'm okay. Let me dance and I will stay, but I know I'll be baiting round about me. Hey, listen, oh, listen, jump in the dirt and dance with me. You can do anything. Sow. Something below gets very stiff, I do enjoy some in and out while grunting with my snout. But there is something I love more when I hear a jig or reel. Look at me, I'll shake me bum, so let me dance until the night has come. You see me dance again, you smile, an evil look is in your eyes. You're planning how to cook my meat, I guess you want to eat. You can do anything with me, roasted pork, chivap to cheat. As long as you let me dance in the mud. Hey, listen, oh, listen.
kiss, and I'm a pig and I'm okay. Let me dance and I will stay, but I know I'll be making rum about me. Hey, listen, whoa, listen, jump in the dirt and dance with me. You can do anything to me as long as you let me dance in the mud. You want, I don't care much as you can see, cause one day you will be as dead as me. Maybe a shark or a kangaroo, something's gonna kill you too. Severe disease, car accident, there's plenty for you to choose. So don't be shy, my good old friend, dance with me until the end. Life's a wheel, I will be fine as long as you let me dance till I die. Listen, I'm a pig and I'm okay. Let me dance and I will stay, but I know I'll be making round about me. Hey, listen, oh, listen, jump in the dirt and dance with me. You can do anything to me as long as you let me dance. Hey, as long as you let me dance. Hey, as long as you let me dance. Hey, as long as you let me dance in the mud.
After Cullen's Hounds is The Heart of Fangorn by Brobdingnagian Bards from Memories of Middle Earth. Then came Hearthfire Duo with An Irish Barn Dance from A Long Way Home. And then came Catherine Kohler with The Briar and the Rose from Stone Upon Stone. And finally, Dancing the Mud by Wooden Legs from What Are You Looking For? I love it. That's great. That was a fun song. Celtic Podcast News. The Earth Day website has 11 actions for the planet during a pandemic. It seems like a super appropriate article right now. You can read the article on the website. April 24th is also Arbor Day. And I love the idea of planting trees to combat pollution. I mean, that just seems like the easiest, even for those people who don't believe in climate change. It's just sensible because, I mean, it's a no-brainer. So anyways, if you join the Arbor Day Foundation, they will actually send you 10 trees that you can plant, or they will plant 10 trees for you. Memberships are as little as $10 for 6 months, which is not too bad a deal. So we, my family, are sending trees to the rainforest this month. You can find out more at arborday.org. And if you want another way to support the planet, I'm donating 50% of the profit of our Irish and Celtic Music Podcast shirt to the foundation for the rest of the month of April 2020. The shirt has a beautiful Celtic knotwork tree design, and I'm told it's a great conversation starter, so go get yours. And thank you to the patrons of the podcast because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Sarah F., Toby, J.R., Suzanne M., Pamela Joe H., and you can become a patron of the podcast at songhenge.com. Of course, you want to join me on a Celtic Invasion vacation, go to CelticInvasion.com. All right, next up is Barley Juice, their brand new album, The Old Speakeasy. This is Rose of Garden City.
Dear Mr. Thomas Cavanaugh of Cambridge Avenue, this letter hopes that good health and good fortune favors you. I chanced to meet your daughter there, quite fetching and so kind. Oh, the fairest in our village, I will say if you don't mind.
Yeah.
of your honor, regardless of your favor, my heart will never wander. And if by chance some circumstance allows you to permit me,
extend their hands in justice rather than reach for the sword. Where mercy, kindness, and compassion flow like deep water over the land. And men revere virtue.
Thank you. Her lullaby goes on until the dawn.
After Barley Juice came Pauline Scanlon featuring Damian Dempsey from her album Gossamer, that was The Pretty Bird Tree. Then Song of the Summer Realm by Jessica Victoria from Songs of the Summer Realm. And then Rebel and Sinners out of Spain, that was Mother Tree from their album Days Just Begun. I love that track. And finally Screaming Orphans with Awig and Aaron from Ballads Rule, okay? I hope you had a wonderful time this week. And if you did, then please share the show with a friend or a dozen. The Irish and Celtic Music Pod. Oh, you know what? You can also share it to a group that's always a great way. If you share it to, you know, communities that you are on Facebook or wherever, it's a great way of really getting the word out. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build this community and to help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news and find out what other podcasts are out and about. It's a great and easy, quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you will get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. All right, we are about done. But before we finish up, Sire has a brand new single that they just released and I was listening to and I thought, hey, I plugged this in at the last minute because I thought, this is very appropriate for an Earth Day show when we're talking about environmental protection and looking after the future right now. What is our legacy? So this is a track called Legacy by Sire. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next week with a 2-hour instrumental Celtic music show. Sláinte.
Dust.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Kilt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.